Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all not ready for this.
Power Radio, Empower Radio, like no other. And I thank you for logging in today, calling in today. You did not waste your time in calling in, but it is purpose for you at this moment in time to be on the line or to be on the air with me. I do not take it lightly or for granted. You could have been doing something else. You could have been, you know, out, you know, eating a taco or something, doing something else, you know, doing other things, but you decided to take this moment in time to log in and to call in. And I thank you and I appreciate you today. Shout out to you. Shout out to my listeners worldwide. Shout out to those even overseas that we have that log in from South Africa and the UK. And thank you all my supporters over there on the West Coast as well that are 3 hours behind, but still in this purpose time would see fit to just log in and join with me. I tell you, unity brings about power. Shout out to everyone here in the ATL, all those on the East Coast, all those in the Dirty, Dirty South, and all those in the Midwest, Texas. I see you. I hear you. I thank you. I thank you for giving me support on Facebook and Twitter. I do not take, Ms. Tundra does not take it lightly. What kind of leader would I be? And I don't have the followers. I just be leading my dog on self, which means I'm not saying anything or impacting nobody, not even a fly. So I thank you for all the followers and those who have connected with me. I bless you today and praise God for you today. You have logged on, and I'm telling you, today's show's topic is talking about come up higher. And I'm going to get into that in just a short little while. But I just want to go back from the top. That was Dawkins and Dawkins, Get Down. And basically that song is just what it says. No matter what's going on, get down. In other words, get your praise on. That's what they basically saying it. Like, get your praise on regardless. You really want to make the enemy mad. Start laughing in his face and get your praise on regardless. He wouldn't be messing with you if you didn't have a great purpose on the inside of you moving forward. So with that being said, you are definitely purpose for something. Something great. Don't let anybody fool you or tell you otherwise. It could be just a smile. Do you know there are people that decided not to kill themselves because you smile? Your smile is anointed. You might be an usher at the door. The way you ushered somebody into their seat is anointed. You were called to do that. And so nobody can usher like you can usher. You have an anointing and a humble spirit about you that person makes sure they go through your door every Sunday or they sit in your section because of the love and because of the anointing on your life to usher people in the right way, and they feel connected when they walk in the door. Don't take your gifting lightly. Everybody is important, and every piece of the body, every part of the body is important to Christ and to God. He made you for a great purpose. You may not be on TV. You may not have written a book. You may not be on a blog. You may not be that well known on Facebook or Twitter, but do not take your gifting. Like, you may have a gifting with children. You may have a gifting with driving the bus. You may have a gifting with the sanitation department. Nobody can, you know, whatever God has called you to do, whatever it is, maximize it. Maximize what God has given you. Just when you thought you could master that area, God shows you something else different about yourself. You might have started out making beautiful gift baskets, and next thing you know, you're not only making gift baskets, but you're making the blankets and the cars to go along with it, and just blessing the people of God, and just blessing people, period. You might have started off as a motivational speaker. Next thing you know, you got books, and next thing you know, you got CDs. Next thing you know, you have a webinar series. Next thing you know, you're preaching all over the place. You maximize whatever God has given you to do. Maximize it to the fullest. And so right before that was Dorinda Clark Cole with Back to You. And to start us all off with my Bishop, Bishop Betty L. Long, the Kingdom. Shouts out to you, Dad. Shouts out to you, Mom. Elder Vanessa Long, the Long family, all of my new birthites in the house. God bless you. Love you. Miss Sandra loves you. And all those that are connected with us. God bless you. All the pastors and the bishops and the leaders that are out there just doing kingdom business and lifting up the name of Christ. Not self, not anyone else, but the name of Jesus Christ. Because he said that when you lift him up, he'll do the drawing. He'll bring the multitude. He'll draw the fish that your net will be to the overflow. And that's why you can't do it by yourself. You always have to have more than one net. You got, because when he does something, when Jesus steps on your boat, I said this one day on Facebook, if you are expecting Jesus to come on your boat and you only have one net prepared, you are not ready for Jesus to come visit you. I'm going to say that again. You're not ready for Jesus to come visit you if you only have one net. Because when Jesus shows up, you better expect the abundant and you better expect the overflow. And speaking of overflow, my goodness, and you want to know why I'm sometimes I get so excited and I'm just so vibrant and I feel like, you know, just running and jumping and shouting, is because I wake up every morning and at 6 o'clock and I get the word out there and I do networking because I want everyone that can to connect with us on the international prayer call that we have every morning from 6:30 a.m. and it normally ends maybe about 7:15. And so if you can at least catch 15, 20 minutes of it, I promise you your life will change for the better. And the host is my Bishop Eddie L. Long, and he has other leaders like Pastor Pierman from the Poconos, and sometimes Bishop Murphy from North Carolina is on there, and he's the other guest that's come on. But the fact that we have about 4,000 to 5,000 people every single day connecting with one accord in one place, whether it's through the internet, whether it's on the phone, iPad, iPhone, you name it, smartphone, connecting, believing God, not just for breakthrough, but for healing, for deliverance, for salvation, for discipleship, for financial breakthrough, for miracles to happen, not just for yourself, but for people all around the world. We have people now calling in from Australia, Russia. I'm telling you, this prayer line is growing, and it is growing fast. Do not miss out on the move of God. If your pastor or your leader has a prayer call, you need to get connected to their prayer call. Now, if they have a prayer call going on, you need to stay connected with whom you're connected with under their leadership. Don't be disobedient now and go try and be somebody else. You know you're supposed to be connected to your family. So if you're connected to someone that has a prayer call already established and going on, then be part of that. But you need to wake up every day and you need to have your mind set first thing on God in prayer. And then the thing about it is God can definitely move exceedingly abundantly and very quickly when you have thousands of people coming together as one, touching and agreeing on each other's behalf. That is power. That is unity. God says in 133, it's like the oil. It's like sweet. It's like oil running down on Aaron's beard. So, you know, the part of brothers being together in unity as one, the sweet, saving flavor or fragrance unto God. And it produces such great anointing oil that pours out upon us. And so I want you guys now, Monday through Friday, again, 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the call number is 559-726-1050. 559-726-1050, overflow number 530-881-1050. And we also have the gathering coming up in June 29th and 30th. You're saying maybe what is the gathering? The gathering is going to be all those that have called in on the prayer call and then some. We're all coming together at the end of June. Woo, last year we had over 4,000 people. With us growing internationally, and we've got people calling all over now, I believe the house is going to be packed with people ready to pray, ready to give God praise, ready for breakthrough, ready for warfare, whatever it takes for God's glory to come down and do what he does. That's what we're all about. Could you imagine, can we get to, we got 4,000, so God had to go above, exceedingly above. He ain't going to do the same thing twice. He going to go above. So we have 4,000. I'm putting God for 8,000, 10,000, up and down. Ready to pray. Awesome. I'm excited. Get excited. No registration. Just come. But you need to go ahead and start looking at places to lodge. The hotels and stuff are filling up, and they're filling up quick because people are coming with families. You hear me? With churches. You hear me? It's not just one or two people. And they're bringing buses. They are coming. They're excited, and they're ready, and I don't want you to miss out, and it's free. It's free. It's free. It's free. A to the man. in. So I'm excited about today. I'm going to get into Come Up Higher in just a few, but I just want to take some time out for my ladies and all the ladies that's listening, all the moms that's listening, all the single parents that's listening, and those that, you know, you've got a good husband. Men, you know, you got a good wife, and all, celebrate her. Let her know you love her. Give her a hug. Give her some flowers. Cook her some dinners. You know, take her out. Let her get her feet toes done. Whatever you can do. Appreciate that gift God has blessed you with. But I got a little something for the ladies that maybe are single and you've been praying for God. For you. Some people say Boaz. And some, you know, some people won't say they David or whatever have you it may be. But, you know, in waiting, I know sometimes we get antsy. Sometimes we want to try and jump the gun. But if you, I promise you, if you just continue to pray and seek God's face and delight yourself in Him, He'll give you the desires of your heart. And the desires of your heart is when you continue to line up with His perfect will and be obedient unto Him, because He wants to give you the best. And so I'm gonna let this man. I've had him on the show before, and he has a song out called That Man. And I just want you to listen to the words of this song. He's crying out to you about he can be that man. And I'm not saying that one particularly could be that man, but he's just saying in the words of the song, when you pray, don't just pray for just any old man. And then you end up frustrated and aggravated because it's not what you wanted. Be specific when you pray to God. And then watch God move. Don't keep touching. Don't keep trying to get in the way, trying to help Him along. Just sit back and relax. And this is what I want you to do with this song. I'm getting ready to get into Broderick's Rights, and this is for my ladies, That Man.
Yeah. Ladies, can I talk to you? I just want to encourage you. Listen. I'm gonna be good to you. Protect you and provide for you. I'ma honor you and treasure you. Be faithful and submit to you. Never turn my back on you. No matter what we're going through, gonna intercede and pray for you. Gonna treat you like a queen, 'cause I'm that you've been praying for,
that
you've been waiting for,
that
you've been believing for,
that
now there ain't no other woman for me. You're the 31 that God gave to me. Gonna spoil you and cherish you. Gonna wait on you and serve you too. I'ma open up and talk to you. Take quality time to spend with you. I'ma love you like the Bible says. And I mean that from my heart. 'Cause I'm
that man
that you've been praying for.
That man
that you've been waiting for. Been believing for
that man.
Now I know I'm not an angel and I won't get everything right, but just believe in me, have faith in me, just give me half a chance. 'Cause I'm that man that you've been praying for, that you've been waiting for,
that man
you've been believing for,
that man,
that man. I'm that man, yeah, I'm that man, yeah, I'm
that man.
Oh. been waiting for. I'm the man you're believing for. That man, that man. Woman, won't you hear me, please? I'm begging you on bended knees. Telling you that I'm that man, that man.
What did I tell y'all? What did I tell y'all? Ladies, I hope you enjoyed that. That man, that was again by Broderick E. Rice, known as the Empowertainer. You can find that song, if you really like that song, ladies, you can find it on www.cbbaby.com or iTunes or ReverbNation.com. You also can follow him on Empowertainer on Twitter, and he also can be found on Facebook at Broderick E. Rice. If you don't really know him by that name, just know he's the comedian that does the impersonation of all the pastors and preachers and different other gospel artists. He also is definitely moving forward, actually, into preaching more and empowerment speaking. But if you've known him throughout the years, he is that gospel comedian that can do, I mean, he got Bishop T.D. Jakes down to a T. So if you want to know more about him, he also can be found on YouTube. Just Google him and put his name in on YouTube, and you just want to, you know, if you need a couple of laughs, definitely catch him with the impersonation of famous preachers. He even got one of my Bishop Eddie all along talking about watch this. So it's a great thing, you know. I figure there's so much going on sometimes, it's a great thing to be able to laugh, and that's what keeps me healthy, and I pray it keeps you healthy as well. So let's get into what we're talking about today, Come Up Higher. And I'm taking it from a text that my bishop actually used 2 years ago in 2010 when he started talking about Come Up Higher. And he referenced it out of Revelation 4 and 1. And actually, I'm going right there today. And some people say, well, why do you talk about the bishop so much? Or why do you always? Well, that's what I'm supposed to do. I am my father's child. And so I'm going to do like my daddy do. I'm not going to say anything different other than who I'm connected to. And so God just was dealing with me about this topic about Come Up Higher and had me to go back to what my bishop was echoing a couple years ago out of Revelation 4 and 1. And I'm just going to read it to you. I'm going to say this out of the, first I'm going to start out of the King James. It says, after this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up higher, or come up hither, and I will show these things which must be hereafter. Now, I'm going to break it down a little bit more in the Amplified, and if you don't have a Bible, if you have a phone, iPhone, iPad, smartphone, most of the phones now, no matter which, even the generic brands, have free Bible apps. So just go to your app application and see if they got a Bible app. You can download it for free on your phone. If you don't have that, then, you know, Google it, Revelation 4:1. You can read the entire chapter. But right now, I'm going to get into the Amplified version of this. It says this, after this, I looked, and behold, a door standing open. I'm going to stop right there. Behold, I looked. I'm talking about John. He said, behold, I looked, and a door standing open. In other words, he was in a position, he had to look, and he saw a door standing open. Now, in the position that he was in, it was low. He was in a low position. Where he was looking was up in a higher position. He said, behold, I'm standing there and I'm looking at a door, or door that's open. I'm looking at an open door. That's many of us right now. We're standing in one position and we're looking up at an open door. And the only way we can get to that open door is that we have to come up higher. Now, before I get to that part, it says this, and the first voice which I heard addressing me, the calling of a war trumpet. Okay, so the calling of a war trumpet. So I begin to, you know, look up that about the war trumpet. And basically the war trumpet is the first sound that the warriors or the battle or the soldiers hear before they gear into battle. They hear or they listen for that war trumpet. And so John said the first voice that I heard was that of one calling like a war trumpet. In other words, God is saying to us today that I don't want you just standing there, just looking up at the open door. I'm sounding out to you to come up higher. I don't want you just at that mediocre level. I'm tired of you just being in that comfortable position. I'm tired of you looking up at things that you can have, but you just decide to stay on the bottom level. So in other words, I'm sounding the trumpet. When you hear my voice, it's like that of a war trumpet. In other words, I mean business with you. I want you to come up higher, because right after this, it says here, the voice that come up here, and I will show you what must take place in the future. In other words, God is saying this. You standing there, you standing down there, you see this open door. I'm calling out to you like that. My voice is sounding like that of a war trumpet, meaning this is urgent. Get ready for battle. Get ready to go in. I'm ready for you to come up higher. But in other words, for you to come up higher, guess what? This is what John had to do. He said immediately, once he realized he had to come up high, he said, at once I came under the Holy Spirit's power, and behold, a throne stood in heaven with one seated on the throne. In other words, your way of trying to come up higher is not going to work. Where God is taking you, or where God wants you to go, the only way you can get there is not by power, not by might, but his spirit. The only way you're going to see what holds in your future, you've got to be in his spirit. Well, the only way you're going to be able to get in his spirit, you've got to do a mind transformation, just like John did. John could not get access into that door. He could not go through that door because all he could do was stand there and look at it. And that's many of us. We're standing there, we're looking like, okay, I see the open door. But many of us, right there where we're standing at, we have got to renew our mind. That's where the change begins. How did John end up getting into that open door? He had to do a complete mind transformation. He had to have a renewed mind, as in Romans 12, 1 and 2. And so in order for you to see your future and to see moving forward and to see you being caught up in the Spirit of God and be able to see things from a spiritual aspect, you have got to renew your mind. You must take on the mind of Christ. John could not enter into the holies of or into the holy place until he got into the Spirit. Well, in order to get into the Spirit, he had to allow the Spirit to take full control. Well, in order for him to have full control, John had to do a mind transformation. Like, okay, I'm standing here. In order for me to get there, then I've got to do a mind transformation to believe that I can come up higher. You got to believe, before you even come up, or you got to believe that you can go higher. And I'm going to give this analogy that I did on Facebook a few days ago. I was at class this past weekend, and on Sunday, I went in, and so on the weekends, I could pretty much park wherever I want to, because the people in the building are pretty much not there, and it's only those who have to attend classes that weekend, so we can pretty much have the freedom to park anywhere. And so I got there a little early, so there were parking spots on the bottom level, like in the VIP section. And so I was getting ready to go. I had it purposed in my mind. Listen to what I'm saying. I had it purposed in my mind that I was going to park in one of those spots since I got there kind of early. And that way, all I got to do is get my stuff and walk to the door, because the door would be right there. I wouldn't have to worry about no steps. I wouldn't have to worry about a whole lot of traffic. I wouldn't have to worry about no elevator, nothing. I can just walk right to the door. I heard God immediately say to me, I heard the voice of God say this, "No, I want you to go higher." So I kept going. I kept driving. I said, well, I'm just going to drive, and I'm going to keep going till I get near the elevator. So I drove up to the third level. Isn't that something? The third level. I parked on the third level right next to the elevator. And I began to hear God so clearly. He said this, "Many people are not ready for my freshness or my newness because they are comfortable in the level that they are in." So your comfort zone has been feeding you for so long. Your comfort zone, not that it doesn't have open doors for you, but it's your comfort. That's what you're used to. It's easy granted access. You don't have to do much work for it. All you got to do is drive in. That's all I would have had to do was just drive in. I would have been comfortable. I would have got my stuff out, and I would have just walked on across and walked to the door. The door was right there and went on the class. It is that many people are stuck in this position right there. They don't want to leave that familiarity. They don't want to leave that familiar zone. But in order to get to where God is, because a lot of us are in stuff that God left a long time ago, and we're just doing it because it's comfortable, because it's known to us, because it has fed us well. Why do we want to leave something like that? Why do we want to risk losing that? I'm comfortable. I got VIP status right here. I'm good. I don't need to do all that. I don't need to. I'm good right there. But the thing about it is God left that a long time ago. God left your mediocre part a long time ago. He's like, come on up higher. And so I'm encouraging you today that you come out of your comfort zone. Come out of your space of mediocrity. You're saying, well, you know, well, that means I'm going to, you know, probably lose some people, lose some connections. Yes, you are. I'm not going to sit there and tell you any different. Yes, you are, because everyone cannot go with you where God is calling you to go. Remember what I said. John was standing there looking at the door. Now, how many other people could have just standing there looking up at the door? Some other people came and said, I'm just looking at the door. But it has to be one. It has to be that person that says, okay, I want to see what's going on through that door. Well, in order to get through that door, again, you have to do a mind transformation. You have to make up in your mind that I'm going to go through that door. That means I'm going to have to renew my mind. I'm going to have to make some changes in my life. When I drove up to the third floor, mind you, there was only maybe two or three cars parked on that level. It wasn't a whole lot of people on that level. What are you saying, Miss Sandra? Miss Sandra is saying this. When you make up in your mind and make up a decision to go up higher, those that are used to you being on that first is not going to want to take that trip up to the next level. It's not going to be a lot of people that says, oh, yeah, I want the next level of greatness, because that next level of greatness is going to cost. It's going to mean sacrificing something. That means you might have to change some of your ways. That means you might have to change your attitude and adjust to a new attitude. That means you're going to have to get before God a lot more. That means your prayer life is going to have to increase. That means your walk is going to have to change. That means your routine is going to have to change. That means you're going to have to get in that word and walk on that word and talk that word and pray that word and eat that word and live that word. Hello, somebody. Do you understand what I'm saying? A lot of people are not going to want to go to that third level, that next higher level in God, because they are fine right where they are. And if you ever think you're going to experience the great things in Him on that same mediocre, though you've been doing that same thing for so many years, that you don't even have to think about it. I remember Bishop said, your mind is so pre-programmed. He said, like, you ever been driving, and you pull up into a spot, and you're sitting there wondering how you got there, because your mind is so used to that same routine. God is not in your level of mediocrity anymore. He's challenging us to come up higher, which means we're going to have to change. We're going to have to be renewed. And a lot of people that you're hanging with don't want to change, which means you're going to have to separate yourself, which means you're going to have to consecrate yourself, which means you're going to probably have to pray in your own little closet a little bit longer and speak in your heavenly language a lot more, because where God is taking you, He's saying this: you want to come up higher in me, everybody can go, and everybody will not make the decision to go with you at first. Now, when I got there and I parked next to the elevator, He began to continue to speak to me. I got my stuff, and I said, okay, I can catch the elevator and go on down. He said, this is where people miss it. He said, because when you come up higher, you don't have to do the same legwork that you did when you were down on the first level. He's like, when you get in my presence, I'm going to escort you to where you got to go. That's what happened with John. John was standing there on the bottom level. He saw a door open. He had to do a reminder. As soon as he realized what he had to do, immediately he was in God's spirit. Immediately he was escorted to where he got to go, and things started being revealed. When you get in your place of higher in Him, when you get in your place of higher in the unfamiliarity of Christ, where He can reveal more things, He will start sharing more secrets with you, because He can trust you that, hey, okay, they made a conscious decision to come on up. They made a conscious decision that they're going to follow me. They're going to be obedient to me. So now I can share these things. John, God did not share anything The heavens did not reveal anything to John as long as he was down on that bottom level looking up. God is not going to reveal anything new, anything deep, anything revolutionary. I don't care what you're on that same familiar level. He's challenging you to come up higher. Why? Because he's got some things that he's calling you to do. He's got some things that he wants you to do and that nobody else can do but you. Stop saying, well, that's not for me. You have a testimony, and I feel this so strong in my spirit. You have a testimony that can save somebody that other people have been trying to get saved for years. You got a testimony that you've been through some stuff that nobody has heard your story. God done told you to write a book or do a documentary. God done told you to tell your testimony, and you keep it to yourself because you're still on that front, that down level. God is calling you today to come up higher. He's got some secret things that he wants to share with you. He's got some places for you to go, but he can't reveal it to you as long as you want to stay safe, as long as you want to stay confined, and as long as you want to stay comfortable. He's not, let me tell you something. And it says here, you know, when you come to God, you have to believe. And so that's what John did. He's like, okay, I got to renew my mind in him, and I got to believe what God's about to show me. Immediately, the Holy Spirit took him up. The Holy Spirit took him up to show him exactly what things are to come. And what things need to be recorded, and some things God said, no, I can't reveal everything, but what I need to reveal, you can record it. And so what is it that God wants to reveal to you, but he can't get to you on that level? You have to come up higher, and it starts in the mind. You have to reprogram your mind. You have to take on the mind of Christ to come up higher so that he can show you those things. Now, to end on that analogy, I got escorted down by the elevator, and guess what? It was the same distance, really, to the door. So I didn't miss anything, and I didn't really lose anything. If anything, like I said, when I got up there, it was two or three cars. So a lot of people are not going to want to pay the price of greatness. It's all right. You do what God called you to do. If God is calling you out of the crowd, then so be it. You come on out. He is with you. He got you. He's got more angels on your side than one or two of them same friends that ain't going nowhere. But let me tell you this. You are being watched. You are being watched because a lot of times people's faith are built of what you do. So you're being watched. So be careful of the words that you speak. Be careful how you come into work, especially leaders. Leaders, we start off the day. We determine what kind of atmosphere is going to be in that workplace. So if we're coming in with an attitude and we're acting all ugly, guess what? Your day is going to be frustrated because everybody around you is going to feel those vibes. But if God has called you out and to be a peculiar person in that place, you already know, and I'm calling that Joseph to wake up inside you. I'm calling that Joshua to stand up and be the one, Joshua and Caleb to be the one that said we are more than able to go to this land and take it. I don't care nothing about no daggone giants. The giants, the bigger they are, the harder they fall, because greater is him that is in me than he was in this world. Let me tell you, I done had a mind cleansing. I done had a mind transformation, and God done called me to come up higher. I done consecrated. I done paid the price. I done sacrificed. And so guess what? What happens? God reveals some things. God rewards you with some things. God can promote you when you decide to come up higher. Oh, he's not going to have you come up higher and then have you go back down to the same level. No, he's going to promote you. He's going to have people escort you. He's going to have people to pave the way for you. You're not going to have to do the leg work that of a foot soldier. You might have been a foot soldier starting out, but he done made you reign king and reigner over all. He done gave you territory. He's calling you to take over nations. He's calling you to be the person that cries out in the wilderness. He said it's coming a day where, look, I'm not calling you to a place where it's already saturated. I'm not calling you to a place that is already water. I'm calling you to a place where there's nothing there, where people said there is no hope. I'm bringing you to bring hope. I'm bringing you to be the light of the world there. I'm calling you because when I send you and when I anoint you, guess what? I will put the water there. I will cause people to come build the things that you need. Let me tell you something. I felt that so strong in my spirit last night at the leadership. He's having enemies build your stuff for you. So by the time you get there, the things that you thought you were going to have to struggle with to get erected up or to get built up, it's already done. God is already prepared. You didn't even realize that God was already walking you through your blueprint. By the time you figure it out, it's already done. You'll be sitting there just all amazed because you made a decision to come up higher. And I'm going to give you the second analogy here. yesterday, I was getting ready to drive to the leadership meeting we had yesterday. So where I live at, the storm hadn't gotten out there where I was. So it was still sunny. I could tell the clouds were coming this way, but it hadn't rained yet. So the closer I got to my church and got closer to Atlanta, the clouds, the sky started darkening. And I began to hear God say, full speed ahead. Like, don't be afraid of the storm. Keep going. Drive right on into it. He said, keep going. He said, I don't care what you see, keep going. So, I was driving. By the time I got to my church, I said, well, doggone. I said, Lord, you ain't going to dry up the rain a little bit to get me inside? He was like, no, I'm not. He said, because I'm trying to get my people to understand. I want them to go in the storm, and I want them to know I'm with them in the storm, and that their blessing is in the storm. Many of us are trying to tell the storm the season. God is saying, no, get up in the storm. Keep going in. Yes, the storm clouds are going to come up. Lightning may flash, but it's not going to harm. Know that I'm with you. Know that there's a host of angels that camped around about you. Let somebody mess with you. I got thousands of angels that will lift up your foot so that your foot will not strike against a stone. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but can't nobody harm you or touch you. I have my hands on you. I'm declaring you to come, not only come up higher, but go straight forward right into the storm. Go with boldness. Go with confidence. Know that it's already given to you. He said, wherever your foot tries, wherever your hand put your hand, it's already blessed. Know that I've already given it to you because you decided to pay the price to come up higher. He spoke to me so strong. He's like, Lissandra, you can get your umbrella if you want to, but get out this car. I'm not letting up the rain. I'm not letting up the wind. I'm not letting up the storm. It's going to storm even harder by the time you get out this car. When I opened up the door, it's like the rain came even more. He's like, no, I'm not going to let it. I want you to walk in it because that's the way my blessings are coming. That's the way my abundance is going to be. It's going to overflow. It's going to overtake you. It's going to overflow and overtake generations to come. I am a God of generations. I am not a God of just a moment. I am not just a God of just a little bit. I'm not a God of just enough. When I come, I'm coming with the thunder. I'm coming with the rain. I'm coming with the downpour. And Miss Sandra saying, are you ready for the abundant overflow? You're saying you are, but are you ready? That means you just going to have to look at that storm. Whatever hell may have come or tried to put in front of you, you got to keep moving forward. Don't let nothing stop you. Don't let nothing deter. Don't let nothing distract you. I remember Bishop T.D. Jakes said, if you lose your focus swinging at the next, you're going to end up over there in the stream somewhere or in the ditch. But you can't lose focus swinging at the next. Look at your destination. And your destination, I promise you, enjoy the journey on your way to your destination. Yes, the storm clouds may rise. Things may happen. But know that God is with you in the storm. Stop telling that storm to cease and learn how to master it right there where you are. You got the power in your mouth that when your peace does try to start acting, then you can say, hey, peace, all right, I'm going to need you to be still. I need you to be still for a moment, and it has to cease. Know who you are. Know that you have paid the price. Know that you have made the decision to come up higher. Know everybody's not going to want to go with you to the next level, but let me tell you something, God is there, and God has got a new thing for you up on that next coming up higher. I'm declaring you to come up higher today. Come up higher in your thinking. Come up higher in your talking. You might can't watch TV like you used to. You might can't listen to certain radio stations like you used to. It's going to cost you something. It's going to cost you. It's going to be a sacrifice. But let me tell you something. If you want greatness, if you know you're the one that's been called to be the one to be the generation breaker of curses in your bloodline, it's going to cost you something. It's more than just putting a couple of dollars or putting an offering on the altar. God wants you today. That's what Romans 12:1-2 talks about. He said the least you can do is present your body as a living sacrifice. And so as I'm talking about that, I never do a show without offering Christ today. God is calling for you to come up higher. And I talked about last week, a lot of people say, well, I can't believe in a God that I can't touch or I can't see or I got to touch him. Let me tell you something. This is a believe or not believe. You know, it's a deal or no deal. It's a believe or not believe. Either you're going to believe all of it or believe none of it. It says here in Hebrews 11:6, it says, but without faith it is impossible to please God, because those who believe must come to him and believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek. So you got to believe when you come to him. If you believe, and it says in Romans 10:9, it says that if thou wilt confess with thy mouth and believe in thy heart that God has raised Jesus Christ from the dead, you know what? And you confess that, you believe it, you shall be saved. So if you believe that by faith, you say, well, where can I find it? You can find this in the scriptures. You can search the word. I'm telling you, and I'm declaring to you, like my bishop talked about this past week, start studying that word, the word of God, the word of God, the oldest book that's been here. And it will still be here. He said heaven and earth will pass away before 1 ounce of his word pass, in no way shall pass. Heaven and earth is still here. That means his word is still alive, and it's still going to be alive even after heaven and earth will pass away. His word is his word. And so you have to believe his word. You have to believe that Jesus died for you. You have to believe that Jesus loves you. All you got to do is confess your sins and just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord, and once you want him as your Savior, believe that God raised him up on the third day, guess what? You are saved. If you have ever confessed that before, guess what? Today, you are in this moment, you are saved. Now, it's not enough just to get saved. Miss Sandra is going for the, remember I told you I'm going straight in the storm. It's not just enough for you to be saved. You need to get discipled. It's not enough just for your children to be born. You have to make sure you train them up in the way that God says for them to go. That means you don't want them just doing any old thing. You don't want them coming in and out when they feel like it. You don't want them cussing you out any old kind of way. So you have to train them when they're little. You got to train. That's the same way God is saying, I'm getting you as a babe in Christ. I need you to train and study my word. That means I need you to get connected. Miss Sandra needs you to get connected. Pray where you're supposed to go. God will show you exactly who your spiritual father is supposed to be, your spiritual leader is supposed to be. Connect with them, connect with that church, and stick with it. Stand in the midst of the storm. Do not give up. Do not get weak. God is with you even in the storm. All right, I'm telling you, I am down to the last 5 minutes of the show. I pray that word blessed you today about come up higher. Not only come up higher, but those who are not saved or those who are struggling with your sound. Let me tell you something. You're saved. Now you need to reprogram your mind by faith to know that you're saved. I told you it's a faith walk. You're not going to always see it. But the way your faith is built up is that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I don't care what nobody says, you cannot get around the word of God. If you want to be strong, if you want to have breakthrough, you better start speaking that word of God, because, see, that's the way. If Jesus had to fight off the enemy or rebuke the enemy, he had to use the word. He didn't just come off the top of his head and pull out a piece of hair and said, okay, let's see what it says today. No, he said, it is written. And not only is it written, but you need to hide the word in your heart. So you need to get that word down. And you get to an institution, you get to a church. A lot of churches have colleges right there on the campus. Get discipled, get disciplined, so you'll know how to go out and be a strong witness and tool for the kingdom. You'll know how to rightly divide the word of truth. It has been an honor and a blessing to be with you this afternoon and come up higher. Make sure you log on next week. I will have a special guest, Pastor Chris O'Neill out of California, will be my special guest next week. And so that'll be 1 to 3 p.m. next Wednesday. I thank you so much. Make sure you continue to spread the great word. Hit me up on Facebook with Sandra J. Harder. Find me on Twitter at Legacy_Lever. Check out my website at www.legacyleverinc.org. And I will definitely try and make sure I hit back. Thank you for your words of encouragement. Again, make sure you come up higher this week. Spend some time with God this week. Ask him, what is it, God, that you are calling me to do? It's time for you to walk passionately in your purpose. It's your time. I'm dedicating this last song again. I love this song by Mary Mary, Go Get It. And that's what I'm telling you, to go get it. Go up higher. Go get it. But in order for you to go get it, you've got to renew your mind to come up higher. God bless you. God's peace and favor rest upon you. And until we meet again or until I talk with you again, go in peace, love, and unity. And make sure to smile every day. God bless you. Miss Sandra loves you.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be.